Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. I am tan, rested, and ready, guys. I'm back home. And I had the same idea everybody else did this morning. Let's go to the beach. Absolutely packed down here. Absolutely stunning. Absolutely beautiful. But everybody else had this idea, too. But you need to get ready to pay, guys. It's time to pay. You're going to pay all the way around. So please don't forget to comment on the video and like, subscribe. Today we have a sponsor, Dr. Gundry, which I will talk about later. But let's get right into it. There's so many things happening in the economy right now where people are really not making any money. And they're upset. And the only thing that they can do is raise rates. And the first one is State Farm. This is going to come to you. Here in California, they're talking about how they want to raise insurance rates. They had a meeting with the state insurance commissioner this week, and it was like basically a mafia, meeting where they basically did a shakedown with the state and said, listen, you don't understand. This is how it's going to be. We're going to raise homeowners' rates by a minimum of 30%, or we're going to be gone. We're going to axe the state. Well, you won't do that. You know how much money you'll miss? No. We're going to do that. We're sick of this. Okay? So the state insurance commissioner said they may do this. They may leave California. But you have Allstate, you have Progressive, you have basically every other insurance company saying that they cannot afford the climate change damage that they've had over the course of the last few years. Man, oh man, I'm telling you guys, this is so beautiful out here. I'm just going to park at the end of this area and show you guys. Absolutely stunning. So think about this. State Farm, we'll start with them. State Farm has already raised their rates twice in the last year. 6.5%, 6.6 to be exact, and 20%. They've already got that approved, but they want another 30% increase. Where does it end? Well, California's got a lot of climate problems, and there's fires that you have here. That's what they're attributing everything to, is the fire damage. Okay. Condo insurance, they want to raise 30%. Okay, so 36%, 30%. They want to raise renter's policies 22%. It's crazy, guys. It's absolutely crazy. But where does it end? You cannot do this, okay? JP Morgan Chase has got more free checking accounts than anybody else does. Okay? What if JP Morgan stepped up and said, get ready to pay for your insurance, checking account. So I haven't done this in a while, so I'm so nervous. Anyway, get ready to pay for your checking account. How many checking accounts does JP Morgan have? 86 million people. Okay? If they charge, think about this figure. There's no more free checking. It's going to be, the surf is really bad right now. You can see how that is. If we charge $12 a month, that would be bringing over $1 billion a month in sales. That is huge, guys, for doing nothing. They're not increasing their services. They're giving you the exact same product that you have right now. So the odds of them doing this are huge. Get ready for this. Get ready to start paying for things you haven't paid for. So insurance is going through the absolute frickin' roof right now. Banking's no longer free. Banks are having trouble. And you're gonna have to start paying for this. Think of how much money that would be for JP Morgan Chase. Okay? So would be a minimum, just at 12 bucks, it's $1,032,000,000 a month in sales. That's crazy, guys. That is real, real money. But regardless of where you live, you're going to see such a problem with insurance, homeowner association, electricity. I have had multiple people from around the country send me their insurance rates. And again, they've had insurance go up. You've had that. They've also had energy rates go through the roof right now. So with the energy rates, the average increase right now, 6.5%, 8%. You're seeing things like that all over. And again, where does it end? right now you have 10 states that are having a heat wave right now, and it's the hottest it's ever been at the beach this early in the morning that I can remember. So what do you do, guys? A friend of mine lives in Las Vegas, two friends, and they're going to have 118 degrees. I have another friend that lives in Palm Desert, California, 124, had the all-time record the other day. How do you live with 124 degree heat? Seriously, is that crazy or what? So let me know what you think about this. Let me know if you've seen insurance rates go through the roof. Let me know if you're concerned about this. Do you have free checking from Chase? Not anymore. Not anymore, guys. You're going to start paying for all this stuff. And this is just a matter of time until everybody starts paying for everything. There will be no free lunch for anything going forward. And if you can maintain your insurance, good luck. The biggest problem right now with State Farm customers, and I talked to somebody that worked at State Farm recently, they told me that the biggest problem is being able to maintain fire insurance. Because, hey, yeah, we'll write your homeowner's policy, you just won't have a fire insurance policy. Well, you can't have a mortgage without fire insurance. So what are you gonna do, get a separate insurance policy for that? Who would do that? So, share your thoughts on all this stuff. Let me know what you're thinking. Let's talk about our sponsor, Dr. Gundry. Dr. Gundry is a famed cardiologist who, for decades, could not lose weight. He finally found the secret to losing weight, and it was all in his gut health. There are so many things that we eat that are basically toxins for us that we need to stay away from. He put together a video so that you can see what these are and how you can eliminate them from your life. As we get older, there's certain things that we just take for granted. Joint pain, bloating stomachs, and not feeling right. Well, you know, there's things that you can do about this. If you go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/Dan, use the link below. It's the easiest way to get there. Use the link below and see what Dr. Gundry's talking about. But think about this. We were raised in that ridiculous food pyramid that was a joke. It was a way of selling us cereal, basically. This was not healthy for us and not good for us. If you eliminate these things from your life, you will eliminate the joint pain, and it will make a huge, huge difference in your life. The big stomach, and do something about it today. But take a look at gutcleanseprotocol.com/Dan and get Dr. Gundry's information today. Now, people don't want to hear this, but the stage has been set for a real estate crash. We could realistically have housing prices drop as much as 30%, some experts say. But the problem with it is the unaffordability right now and the economy that is absolutely crashing all around us. Now, you can sit there and tell me how great it is in your neighborhood, but the problem with it is that you're seeing an absolute devastation when it comes to layoffs and people not being able to afford to go out. Now, here's the one thing. The beach is free. Pay for parking. Go to the beach. It's free. This is very popular. People are doing this like crazy right now, but they're not necessarily spending money out traveling and going places. I'm telling you guys, you guys ever want to take a vacation, go on a cruise? Fantastic. You don't sit there, you know, pay for your meals. You know, I rarely drink, so if you want to drink, you pay for your drinks, but the rest of it is fantastic, guys. It's absolutely just the greatest deal ever. And when on the email, the next email, I'll cover some of the stuff I did in the cruise for you guys too. But the problem with this is that you're seeing craziness. Now, Airbnb listings, rental listings, you're still seeing some high prices. There is a mattress. Think about what I'm telling you. It's a mattress on a balcony that's $1,000 a month. It came from the New York Post. Well, let's go live there, baby. Come on, you and me. Listen, don't put your stuff near the edge. You know what I mean? A mattress on a balcony, okay? And that is insane that people are paying this kind of money right now for things like that. But, you know, it's coming, absolutely coming. So let me know what you guys think about this stuff so far. And what are you seeing? Are you guys seeing listings go through the roof right now for rentals and for housing prices, because here's the thing, you're seeing houses sit on the market a lot longer right now. You're starting to see more price cuts than you've seen in the months gone by. So let me know. Now, one thing that didn't work out the way they thought it would was Walmart having healthcare clinics inside their stores. Here in California, guys, Walmart came with a big splash and they were gonna revolutionize everything. So was Apple, so was Amazon for that matter. And basically Walmart was the last one to ditch everything. And what they did was they came and they said, we're gonna have conferences, we're gonna have mixers, we're gonna have events that are gonna compete with everybody in this field. Well, they came and they said to me, wow, wait till you see what we're gonna do. We're gonna revolutionize everything. And something that's very satisfying was the last live event that I ever had was in February of 2020. And Walmart had an event up the street from when my event was, and hey, you're gonna cancel your event, right? Because we're gonna do it. No, you guys are out of your minds. I had well over 100 people at this mixer on a Monday night, and these guys went out and did the same thing. People left their event to go to Dan's event, and it was great. Calling me, texting me, do you have room for us? It was great. Dozens of people showed up from the Walmart event because it sucked. So they just closed 51 clinics, and it doesn't work. It did not work for discount healthcare to sit around and be some third world country where you'd sit inside of a grocery store and have them work on you. No, it's not gonna happen. Hey, I broke my arm. Oh, go to the Walmart. You know, it just did not work and it absolutely failed. So, you know, what else, what worked? Did, you know, Apple doesn't have their car. Amazon is not in that space anymore. It's kind of ridiculous. Now, they bought certain things and they have certain healthcare clinics and labs and things like that for processing. Don't get me wrong, they've got things like that, but they're not doing the medical clinics anymore and they're sure not doing the medical events anymore. Now, the next retailer that could go bust right before our eyes, Big Lots. Big Lots has already closed 32 stores this year and they anticipate that Big Lots could close a lot more. And bankruptcy could be imminent as early as this coming week. So you could see Big Lots go down for the count. Who is doing well? Who is doing well? Now, the thing that floored me while I was gone was a buddy of mine sent me a buyout offer for Macy's. Macy's got a $6.4 billion buyout offer. God, they should show up at that guy's house, whoever made that offer from some hedge fund, and they should, you know, wash that guy's car, pull weeds at his house to make sure that that deal closes, because when was the last time you shopped at a Macy's and said, oh, Macy's is fantastic? No, you haven't. None of us have done that. So the other thing is Fisker. Fisker filed bankruptcy. They're an electric car company. Well, Mr. Fisker, there's a guy named Fisker, came up with a wonderful idea. He wants to take his existing inventory that's left over and he wants to sell them to rental companies so that you can rent a Fisker car. Well, I got a question for you. What are the most abused vehicles in our lives? U-Haul trucks, rental trucks. Talk to the Penske family about that. Do you think people treat their trucks nice when they rent them? No, they don't. What about a Fisker car? Oh, what broke? Oh, we don't have the part for that anymore. Who's gonna buy these cars? Why would you waste the money on this? Because that's not gonna work, guys, as a rental, if you don't have the material to fix it. So look at Hertz, how they've unloaded Teslas. And once again, if you guys wanna, if you have your heart set in a Tesla, buy a used Tesla from Hertz right now, because they're free. They're you know, they have stuff under $15,000 the last time I checked. So let me know. Let me know what you guys think about this stuff so far. It is nice to be home, guys. It really is. And I had such an amazing time in my trip. And I would highly recommend, if you can get away and not do things, and you know, I could still film, I could still do work, but it wasn't, you know, it was a lot nicer, guys. It was just hanging out, eating all day, and having fun. So highly recommend it if you can do it sometime. A few things to end this video is my buddy TK's Garage was talking about Stellantis, how their sales are off 40% right now. For a car company, well, that's devastating. And when are they gonna file bankruptcy? When are you gonna start to see real problems with Stellantis and the other big automakers, because they've invested all this money and all this time into the EV markets that are just not selling. Now, final two stories. What does it cost to buy a McDonald's? Well, gotta contact the McDonald's company. How about buying a McDonald's building and having it own it for the rental of a McDonald's? One just sold here in Orange County to a Fountain Valley buyer. It's a Huntington Beach location. And they got $3.85 million just for the McDonald's building. The building itself, triple net lease, whatever they do to the outside of it, they put plants on the outside of it, those guys are gonna pay for it. They're gonna pay for everything at that McDonald's for this lease, but they just sold that for close to $4 million. And the final story, have a major retailer, and I wanna thank Dave for sending me this one because I didn't see this one in the news yet. And that was, there's a major home improvement retailer that's going down for the count. And that is what used to be called Lumber Liquidators. Now it's called LL. They've changed their names a few times, but Lumber Liquidators sells flooring. They've had problems through the years. There was an expose done on them where they had flooring, where it had certain toxic chemicals and things like that. You can look that up, but they've had issues. But if you have a job that is half done, you better get your materials, because the potential for them to go out of business and be down for the count, if you have deposits and things like that, you could be out completely. So Lumber Liquidators has 400 stores right now, and they could be done. But again, the economy is great. Everybody's doing good. The job numbers are off. No, they're going up right now, guys. We finally, if you believe this, if you believe unemployment just hit 4.1%, who believes that? No one living believes that. It's much, much higher. Inflation is much, much higher. Everything is much worse than it is because we live through this. We pay for stuff like this, and we see our favorite restaurants, our favorite home improvement retailers, everybody go out of business and everything changes. Email me at hello@iallegedly.com. Make sure you signed up for the email list because a lot of cool stuff's coming out this month. And again, onward and upward, guys. I'm so glad to be home. And reach out if you have any questions or anything I can do for you guys. I'll see you soon.